Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Need to get through a whole lot of them in this half hour and give away Brewer tickets. The Brewers did it again last night, almost in identical fashion to the night before. Instead of 12 innings, 11 innings, another dramatic finish. I think this is huge that they're beating the Cardinals in the fashion that they are. By the way, they go for the series sweep, 12-10 pregame. You will hear it right here. Well, whatever station you're listening to, you will hear it right here at 12:10. That's WTAQ, WHBL, WSAU. I think they're just two huge wins. And the sweep would be monster, don't get me wrong. But I think taking this series is huge. Because if the Brewers can get healthy now, and if Ryan Braun can watch where he swings the damn bat, hit the ball, Ryan, hit the ball. I just, it's hard for me to believe that they're going to take a 2013-type dump in May. I just don't see that. I can't say I saw it coming then. Although, Matt, you follow them as closely as anyone. Didn't I remember thinking April 13 looked a little artificial? Yeah, you know, that they kind of were doing it with smoke and mirrors. They're doing it with the most fundamental of baseball things, outstanding pitching. And what you're seeing is, let's face it, a mediocre offense so far. Outstanding pitching can cover a multitude of sins. And they've actually unlocked the mystery that it has been the St. Louis Cardinals to them. And I think the key was telling them, they're in your head. And they could deny it all they want, but they were. The Cardinals were in their head. Boy, if they could sweep today, be really big. We'll try to give away some tickets here in just a bit. Yesterday, the Wausau Police Chief held a news conference to explain why disorderly conduct citations given last week to kids in a Nerf war game, that they'll be getting community service, and I don't even know if I'd put it quite that way, instead of $240 citations. Police Chief Jeff Hartle, I think, made some good points. In today's concealed carry world, kids with pretend guns have got to be more careful. I do agree with that. I also agree the homeowner that called 911 can't be expected to see that those were toy guns in the dark. Further, I am fine with the way police initially responded, as if it was two carloads of teens with guns. I have no issue with their initial response. When all was sorted out, I really didn't think the disorderly conduct citations were the right response. He claimed it took a full week to sort that out. This is the only issue I take with him. I don't believe that. I believe you are bowing to public pressure that your officers overreacted again. Not in their initial response. I know some people disagreed on the show yesterday. I think they're dead wrong. Officers could be dead wrong if they didn't react in the way they reacted. And that is drawing guns as if this is an armed conflict going on. I have no issue with that. What I believe is the adrenaline didn't cool off, and they were PO'd at these kids and wrote the citations. I'm not saying I know that. I'm just saying that's my theory. And I'm not necessarily saying I blame them for that. But then cooler heads should have prevailed back at the police department, and it shouldn't have taken a week for that to happen. And it's hard to swallow that that's what happened. I believe that they've been beaten up over this, and that's why he changed his mind. Everything else, I agree with him on. Talk about something coming back to bite you in the butt. Words you never want to hear. Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. You know, no, it didn't. When you say that, you know why it seemed like a good idea? You didn't think it all the way through. That's why. Go back in your life. Is there ever a time when you say that? Well, it seemed like a good idea. Is there ever a time when you said that, then when you realize, well, you didn't look around this corner over here? That's what it is. You didn't think it all the way through. So I take you back to 1997, when Republicans, grinning fools, went along with a Democratic request to have State Senator Lynn Edelman, be made a federal judge. Why did they do that? Because Tommy Thompson was governor and he could appoint a Republican to replace a Democrat in the state Senate, which I'm not saying it was a small consolation, gave Republicans control of the state Senate at the time. So everybody wins, right? Right. Wrong. You get a loser of a far-left federal judge for life. And it ends up being a life sentence for us. Federal Judge Lynn Edelman yesterday struck down Wisconsin's voter ID law, photo ID. Now, everybody knew he was going to do this. No secret here at all. This now becomes extremely problematic for Republicans because they made another mistake this past legislative session. They should have repealed that law and passed a new one. They didn't. Now they're talking about appealing this. That won't get done before November, and I don't think they're going to win the appeal. It would go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. There is a law that has passed muster of the U.S. Supreme Court. It's Indiana's law. Now, you can look at some differences in how things are in Wisconsin and so on, but you've got to come up with a law that'll be bulletproof at the Supreme Court, and more importantly, that opponents will know is bulletproof at the Supreme Court. They don't feel that way about the Wisconsin law. That's why they're pushing it. I believe lawmakers need to come back into session. There are two issues with that. One, the left will be all over. They're coming back in just to promote their racism, blah, 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 blah. You know what the other problem is? You know what the other problem about coming back into session is? Bill Cramer. You want Bill Cramer to be sitting there, disgraced former Assembly Majority Leader, an accused attempted rapist? How's that for a pretty little picture? So it's not a great situation, but I think they do need to do this. Now, I don't think Edelman's arguments hold up, but that's really neither here nor there. I think they need to do that. Next, Wall Street Journal has a story today that the minimum wage battle is shifting to the local, state and local level. Realizing liberals, aren't going to get 10-10, the proposed $10, 10 cents an hour minimum wage, at the federal level, they are now moving the battle to the state level and even the local level, cities, counties, because they can get it done there. They're basically abandoning the federal. Now, they're going to try to get a vote, but they're basically abandoning the federal 10-10 and going state to state, county to county, city to city. This could make, and you're going to see this, be a big issue, I think, in the Wisconsin gubernatorial race. Why? Because liberals are convinced, and I will tell you, the polls bear it out, that a large majority of Americans support this. A large majority of Americans support $10, 10 cents an hour minimum wage. From the current, what is it, 725, 750? What is it? I don't remember now. 725. A very, very small percentage of workers earn minimum wage. Some polls show as many as 70% of Americans support it. If a very small, 2-3%, or however many million, just a very small percent earn minimum wage. That being the case, why do so many Americans, if the polls are right, and poll after poll after poll shows a large majority of Americans support this, here's your chance to win 4 Brewer tickets for a game Tuesday night. Why? If so few Americans earn minimum wage, why do so many Americans support 10-10? It's really, this could be the easiest Brewer tickets you will ever pick up. 406-1360. I'm telling you, this is so obvious. The first caller should get it. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. A very, very, very small percentage of Americans earn the current minimum wage, yet an overwhelming majority of Americans in all polls, I've seen 60%, I've seen 70%, 65%, support raising the minimum wage to 10-10. So now this is going to happen at the state and local level because they can't do it federally. Why? Why that disconnect? Why do so few earn with so few earning minimum wage? Why do so many support raising it to 10-10? Gary, go ahead.
It's a feel-good thing, Gary. Everybody feels better.
Okay, so they feel better raising someone else's minimum wage.
Sure.
I think that's an answer. I don't think it's the answer. Dennis, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say compassion.
I don't think that's it. Now, it might be. I don't think that's it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'll admit, they may be right, I may be wrong, but I don't think that's it. So few earn the minimum wage, yet many want to raise the minimum wage. Why? Jim, go ahead.
I think it'll make the person that's paying that wage already feel better that they have paid them that much already.
I'm not even quite sure I understand that, but no, that's not what I'm looking for. 406-1360, 888-455-1360 for a four-pack of Brewer tickets Tuesday night against the Diamondbacks, the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers. If so few earn the minimum wage, and I know several of you think it's compassion, I don't. Why do so many support raising the minimum wage? David, go ahead.
They support the minimum wage, Jerry, because they want to raise. I think when you look at all the union contracts and government employees across the state that have their contracts tied to the minimum wage, when the minimum wage goes up $2, they see increases sometimes $5, $6 an hour. But I think it's just purely the money.
Are you free Tuesday night?
I am.
You're going to the Brewers, my friend.
I'm in.
Hey. You're
this is red hot, buddy.
Oh, man.
I hope I get to see the Wang Chung dance.
Well, it should be a great game. They should be able to beat the D-backs at home. But, David, this is greed. This isn't compassion. You're absolutely right. They think it's going to float their boat.
No, it's going to end up hurting the state budgets, and we're going to end up paying a lot more taxes as a part of it. And it never comes up that all these union contracts are tied to the minimum wage standard.
Why do you think the unions are the ones pushing this so damn hard?
I'm a compassionate person. I think it could go up a little bit, but we would have to rewrite all these contracts over a 3 or 4 year period in order to make sure that we don't really get hit hard. At a state level on our taxes.
But David, thanks for the call. Now, some states ban raising it locally. David, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, because you got to talk to Matt. I almost did a stupid thing there. Not like it would be the first time. All right, hang on. Matt's going to get some information from you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yep. And Matt, he's going to probably, you figure it out, but we just, between the two of you, so he can get them by Tuesday. Oh, yeah, we need to take a break, don't we? I was having so much fun, too. I need to finish my thought on minimum wage and get to one other thing. It's 10:49.